Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Chicago Live. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Right Fit Fitness Wellness here in a couple of locations in Illinois, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines. Got a great show today. We've got Charisse Matthews, longtime personal trainer. She's worked with beginners to elite athletes. She's a sports mom. She's also an elite pro distributor with Life Vantage. Then it's the return of youth sports. We'll talk about all the important aspects of that whole topic. And then the sports doctor's in with your email. So first, Charisse Matthews, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Doc. Thanks for having me on.
Great. Give us some background on yourself and your excitement with the whole Life Vantage products.
Okay, well, thank you. Well, first and foremost, I grew up as an athlete myself. I played youth sports and all different kinds. I grew up in the 80s, so we played all different sports, not just one. And I had a volleyball coach that said, if you want to walk, go play golf. And I did. I ended up playing golf, and that's the one I chose for college. And when I went from playing volleyball and soccer and some other sports into golf, I went, oh, my goodness gracious. That is a different acid, effect on your body. And so I actually went into teaching fitness, and my very first job, Dr. Bob, get this, was at a place called Exercise for the Oversized. How terrible of a name is that? But I ended up just having a passion for fitness and just love. I think that the human body is fascinating and have a love for fitness and a passion for it. And so I have been in the fitness
industry now. You're a sports mom, right?
I'm a sports mom. In fact, you know, once an athlete is, I think it's just in your bones. And so I have three boys, ages now 18 and a 17-year-old tomorrow, and then a 14-year-old. And we run like crazy with all three boys in all different sports. And so I'm out in Southern California. So one of the sports, of course, is surf. But, yeah, we're having a good time with that. But really, Doc, my background is 30 years in the fitness industry. I've trained from the beginning athlete to Olympians. And that all the way through, what I realized was that all sports, yes, it's so important to take care of your body in all aspects of sports, but also with nutrition. So, like you mentioned, I am a distributor of a company called Life Vantage, and it just focuses on activating your body and activating it for the best possible performance. So that's kind of my background, if we will. We'll start there.
Yes, well, that's a good place to start because it's a topic that I featured, 27 years, give or take a few weeks, on the Sports Doctor, where we're talking about the challenges of recovery, where we're talking about the gigantic topic of sports in general and youth sports and drugs, the ability, the coming together of Eastern Western medicine on the Sports Doctor. We're talking about all sorts of topics regarding, again, enhancing healing and many times dealing with the incredible, I call it the mind game, whether you're the best athlete in the world or you're their parents or their coach.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've been dealing with trying to come back to some semblance of sports being challenged dramatically you know, by the virus. And on the Sports Doctor, we make a big deal about natural, non-drug technologies that can help in these areas, again, of feeling better faster or pre-health. You know, cells are a big deal today when we're dealing with nourishing them, and there's so many different topics. I'm a very, very big CBD fan because of its natural side. You know, it's a big topic in my book, Therese, is the topic of youth sports and drugs and over-the-counter medicines because everything hurts because of the pressure to play. As a sports mom, you know what that's all about. So what is it about? What is it about Life Vantage that you find special?
Well, I will say this much. You hit the nail on the head. My son was a pitcher, and boy, we went through all sorts of injuries with a pitcher. And, you know, I've always been looking for natural remedies for my children,
overuse,
for myself.
Mom, right.
Yes. Overuse is a big
huge,
deal.
You know, you're out there in that part of the country where we would see, a couple months ago, I had the team physician of the Yankees, Dr. Chris Amand, was on the show, and he was talking all about all of these Tommy John surgeries on teenagers.
Yes.
Because of overuse. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what were the topics, people from all over the world, people locally, nationally, and an endless array. Again, sports medicine, fitness, wellness. And you can listen to whatever you like. If you go over newspaper articles and magazines, you'll read an endless array, again, of topics, what I've written and associated with the great Lower Extremity Review magazine, or the very exciting new MVP Parent magazine, where it's a great quarterly. I'm going to have quarterly articles, title of all things the Sports Doctor's in. Follow us on Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers, but we have a lot of great information that we publish on Twitter, not only who's on the radio or what the topics are in the area. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Therese Matthews. So, you know, Therese, your background again in fitness, your background in working as a personal trainer with lots of top-level athletes, as well as, I'm sure, the growing kids. Again, what was it about? Did you flip the switch that they talk about with Life Vantage? Is that what you did?
Yes, and that's exactly what I was going to say, because this is the thing. Way back in the day, as I'm going to say way back in my day, it was all about antioxidants, and this is how you can improve, athletic performance and put more good things just from food that you eat into your body. But what we have found is this, Doc, is that it's very impressive. If you eat a blueberry, you fight free radicals in your body one-to-one, like a Dixie cup of water on a house fire. But we found that there are survival genes in your body that actually can be activated by what's called the NRF2 pathway. And so that's what I got very excited about, because my kids have had injuries, and we're talking about youth sports. You nailed it right there, that it's overuse, because if you're not playing that sport and you're playing other sports, then you're not going to be at that same level as some of these other kids. But really, it's about recovery, because if you can recover faster, you can train harder and longer and faster. That goes for anybody. And so I was looking for a way to turn on at the cellular level recovery, right? Turning on the survival genes that know how to recover a body quickly. And that's what I found when it came to Life Vantage products. And so
what's the science behind them and some of the medical feedback, but the science behind them, how long have they been around?
Now, we've been around for almost 12 years now. And the science behind it is that it's proven to reduce oxidative stress in everybody by 40% in the first 30 days.
Oxidative stress is a big deal. Yes,
it's a huge deal.
Yes, it's physical and mental wear and tear.
Well, and think about this, Doc. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if you open an apple open and you leave it on the counter, it turns brown, right? Well, that's
yes.
oxygen hitting it. It's rusting, and our bodies do that from the inside out. And athletes actually have more oxidative stress because when they put their demands on their body that they do, then we produce more oxidative stress. So we have to find ways to reduce that oxidative stress, and that's where this science is huge. The science
what's
behind
the website?
It is reducing it.
What's the website, Charisse? People can find out all about LifeVantage and the technologies.
Okay, so it's Believe, as in Believe, BelieveInc.LifeVantage.com. BelieveInc.LifeVantage.com, and that's INC. That's incorporated. BelieveInc.LifeVantage.com.
You know, this challenge, and we talk about it all the time. We feature nutrition big time on the Sports Doctor. We feature all mental aspects again, like I mentioned briefly, and talk about what I have coined with quotes, what I call intelligent rest, which is very important when we're talking about dealing with all sorts of overuse problems, with the pressure to play, even people who are active at different ages who are living on anti-inflammatory medicines or some type. We don't even have to talk about the pain pill nightmare in our country.
Wow.
We're dealing with opioids. So, again, natural substances with no side effects is
yes.
a big deal on the Sports Doctor when we're talking about, you know, the whole world of supplements. It's the Wild West. Many times.
Yes, it is.
With the overabundance of information. But, you know, you're someone who's got 30 years experience, so you're not going to pay attention what doesn't work, and you're not going to pay attention what's not safe, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, working with high-end athletes, like I said, I'm a sports mom, but also I've worked up to the Olympic level, and, you know,
what
I'll
sport?
Tell you, like you said, volleyball, actually. It was Olympic volleyball. And
really?
You know that I
treated the co-author of my book, #K Sports Baron, Sharky Zartman, the Hall of Fame volleyballer. Sharky
right.
Zartman was on the national teams in the 70s and 80s. I put half of them in orthotics over the years.
Wow.
Right. I go way back with the sport of ours. Some of the best athletes I have ever seen. With the incredible vertical leaps have been the sport of volleyball. I'm throwing that in from the Sports Doctor to you and your volleyball heritage.
Well, you know, when you train someone, you drop your head and say, okay, do a vertical over my head. It's like, don't hit me when you do that.
You're talking about tremendous amounts of jumping, tremendous amounts of knee problems and shoulder problems at the highest level. And we see, I have a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports, where we took, because we want everybody to play lots of different sports. That's what everybody wants, absolutely. But if you're a figure skater or a gymnast or a volleyballer, we would run into where these kids, again, in early adolescence, that's all they're doing. And we start running into these kinds of problems. So again, everybody's in a hurry to naturally and healthfully reduce all of this inflammation, reduce a lot of this, oxidative wear and tear that's times 10. And you've been impressed. What ages does LifeVantage deal with? Do they deal with growing kids?
Absolutely. It's all ages. It's kids, it's adults. It's all ages. And think about this, Doc. You mentioned something about inflammation. I want to go back there for a moment because think about this. When you stub your toe against a chair, it inflames, right? You can see it. You're like, it hurts. But what happens inside the body is inflammation that's going on inside the body. Sometimes you don't see. So these athletes, whether they're very young or it's the everyday Joe that's working out or the weekend warrior, what happens is when we put our body under that kind of stress, and we put a lot of effort into something, we do have inflammation inside the body. But we know that inflammation is the root of all disease. So we have to reduce that inflammation and calm that inflammation. And that's exactly what these products do. And we
that's
have a whole
deal.
Array of them.
Yes, I know you do. I know there's a lot of details, but we really, because we run out of time in a minute or two, I really wanted to talk about the concept of what we're talking about here, which is a very, very big deal. If you can reduce wear and tear, if you can reduce some of these stresses on the tissues, at whatever level you're at when we're pushing the body or trying to be healthy, which is such a big deal, then we want to pay attention to these natural ways without side effects. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk about a lot of the sports doctors, pet peeve. The United States is one of only two countries in the world that allows advertisement of drugs on television. New Zealand.
About 1 minute.
So we're pill culture. Give me again, Charisse Matthews, personal trainer with LifeVantage. Give me quickly, Charisse, the website again.
So a couple ways to reach me. One is Charisse Matthews.
Quickly.
And you can, believeinc.lifevantage.com.
Great.
Reach me on
we'll have you on sometime
Instagram.
In the future. Yeah, we'll have you on sometime in the future. We'll catch up with more in the world of what the success is. So, Charisse, thanks so much for joining me. Hold on.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. We're back live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We had a last-minute cancellation and with Dr. Daugherty. So we're going to be talking about the return of youth sports, and we're going to be talking about all the challenges that involves, and there's a lot of them. And you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. A lot of exciting things going on. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows. You can go back years, probably almost 10 years, in our archives. Before that, you might have to look for some of our reels-to-reels that we had at the old stations. And you could see what the topics were, who the guests were. There's a lot of information about the shows, and you could pick and choose, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you could read an array of information on everything from concussions to high heels to what's the best shoe to many of the articles that I wrote over the years locally with our sports local newspapers, but some great stuff in some of the different magazines. A lot of excitement. One of our new supporters, again, MVP Parent Magazine, the Sports Doctor's In, going to have a quarterly column. So there's all sorts of stuff on the website. We're very excited. I get a lot of guests from Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers on Twitter. And at Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we have a lot of great information that gets published daily, all sorts of topics on Twitter, besides who are the guests. And as everybody knows, our show is repeated the following week on a great station across the pond, UK Health Radio. So all that information is on Twitter. So check that out. Again, youth sports, as we speak, is returning in a big way. Some say too big, too fast. And we want to talk about some of these challenges. You know, speaking of MVP Magazine, one of their writers, Douglas Guth, wrote a great article called Play Informed, Weighing the Risks and Benefits of Youth Sports During the Pandemic. And makes a quote here, low-risk sports are golf, running, and tennis, individual sports where there's not much contact. The opposite side is wrestling or rugby, football. As a parent, you might want to focus on skill development rather than the full-bore scrimmage component. Good point by Margaret Pudikin, MD, in this challenge. And one of the reasons that I wrote the book, co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Fame volleyballer, radio host, and prolific author, Sharky Zartman, was the fact that it was an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. And we focus a lot on coaching, parents' feedback, levels of coaching, all sorts of challenges that Sharky focuses on in the first segment of the book. And then we talk an awful lot about sports injuries and all aspects of that with the Sports Doctors In second section of the book that I'm involved with, where we're talking about what's the best shoe, we're talking about what about injuries, overuse injuries, acute injuries, other aspects. So parents and coaches, everybody, the young kids themselves, are deluged with this return to sports, often with not enough time to get ready, both physically and mentally. You know, during this past year that we've been dealing with coronavirus, every guest I've had, whatever their area in life, whether they were a sports parent, whether they're a doctor, whether they're an author, whether they're a great athlete, whatever it is, the pandemic has affected them in a huge way. Everyone has talked about mental health and the challenges of mental health, which shouldn't surprise any of us when we're talking about what that means and how effect it's had on these school-age kids, you know, being shut in, at home not being at school, the sport not being played, the sport being canceled, all of this unknowing about what was happening and what was going on with the whole idea. So being informed with what's important, not only in general, but specifically with your son or daughter, their particular sport, your school, your local area, becomes a very, very big deal. You know, I'm a sports doctor. We would have guests on. You know, Rob Andrews is a mental trainer of champions. He dealt with all the gold medalists in the world of women's, girls' gymnastics, has a section in hashtag Hey Sports Parents where he's talking about all of the different challenges that we see when we're dealing with, he calls it the power triangle, all of these stresses and strains at high levels with some of these boys and girls. You know, Kate Davis chimes in with creating a solid fueling plan at a young age. Kate's expertise is youth sports nutrition. You know, Dr. Denise McDermott, an adult and child psychiatrist, fantastic title, Youth Athletics as Mind Medicine for Life. That's a great topic, talking again about how important the kids' participation at whatever level, whether it's in fitness and wellness, is so key. Dr. Benjamin was on our show a month or so ago, but in the book, she's talking about concussions in youth sports, what parents need to know. What a huge topic that is at all levels. And again, all of these topics, again, are so important as these kids are returning at whatever level here in Illinois. Boys basketball just been returning, and we've seen all sorts of injuries because of the physical demand. A lot of these kids weren't ready. It's not like they were training year-round, like some of the professional athletes who missed parts of the season were able to do. You know, Melissa Orth Frey, who I knew as a young adolescent, I think we put orthotics in her shoes, is one of the best young athletes. She was a gymnast then. Now she's a trainer of champions. And she talks about in the book, do you think you can help your child become a better athlete? Janice Meredith, who's dealt so much in the world of parenting and youth sports, she talks about what great sports parents do. Dr. Steve Horowitz talks so much about youth sports safety. So all of these topics, which were a big deal 2 years ago, will be coming up at the second anniversary of hashtag Youth Sports Parents, is now more important than ever as we're talking about this rush back and what it means in so many different areas. You know, the, again, mental health. Tell sports parents and coaches, be a good listener. The late, great Jim Vickery. Jim was a sports psychologist, but back in the late 80s and 90s, he shared the radio with me in the 90s for 4 or 5 years. He called himself a performance enhancement consultant because the word psychology scared people away. He was the team psychologist for Northwestern University. He worked with the correction systems. He worked with high-performance kids with us. And he made such a big deal out of being a good listener, especially today, with who knows what's going on in your son or daughter's life besides just the sport they're playing. So he made a big deal out of being a good listener. He also made a very big deal about not being a critic, mom and dad, when we're dealing with our young son or daughter sports. And again, this is a very, very big deal. The more serious the youngster is, the bigger deal it is with many times. Every sports mom and dad knows all about that, the pressures that come with it, including financially. You know, we had my friend on who also has participated, Michael Klein,
He's a financial guy, but he would talk and write about the financial strains on sports families, travel, all of these things that are of real concern, pressure of scholarships, all of these things. And the understanding now, it's again magnified dramatically by the challenges of the virus and the pandemic. And everything is brought to the table, including sick children, not as much as older adults, not as much as the seniors, but absolutely there's been challenges with some of the children with all aspects of the virus. So we tell parents, like everybody's telling us, you've got to be informed. You have to be aware of your local conditions and challenges, and you have to be also very aware of what's going on in your son or daughter's life with as now there's so much hybrid schooling going on. There's the beginning of the return to in school every day. That's the goal, to do it safely. We're all aware of what challenges that's brought. And all of these things have an effect, again, on that young boy or girl's world of athletics and sports. So it's great to see coming together during this time the launch of MVP Parent Magazine. You know, their publisher, Rich Dubin, and Lower Extremity Review Magazine are supporters of the Sports Doctor. Thank you, Rich. Lower Extremity Review, I think, just celebrated their 11th anniversary. And all things lower extremity, to all of the medical professions, tremendous evidence-based magazine of great repute. And he's a sports dad. And he was on the show last month. He's been on numerous times as we've talked about the excitement of MVP Parent and the idea of keeping your athlete in the game, of, again, putting together evidence-based stuff, whether, again, it is nutrition, whether it's physical training, whether it's whatever medicines happen to be involved. And again, like I spoke about when I talked about specifically the magazine last week, I just mentioned some of the topics in the issue during the spring. Again, playing informed, safety with helmets, you know, student athletes and immune health, dynamic stretching, the prodigy sports, all things that are so crucial to the challenges. You know, there eventually will be the documentary with Joel
1 minute.
Franco, and we're going to talk more about that in the next segment. Where our children play, the challenge of youth sports, and what a big business it is. Again, it relates to all of these challenges. So we'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com.
Hey, we're live from Chicago, Dr. Bob Weil. It's the Sports Doctor, and we're following up. I was just mentioning the upcoming documentary. Joe Franco, co-founder of Chesapeake Films, and he's a sports dad, and he's been on the show numerous times. We've consulted together over the past few years as he was putting together a documentary, which now is called Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports, in all its aspects, the great things about it, the ugly sides of it, the challenges both physically and mentally that I talk all the time about on The Sports Doctor. And due to the pandemic and all of those challenges, it's probably, whether it's this summer, whether it's this spring, we're all excited about it. The participation of some great people and areas in my world of youth sports, Joel, of course, being one of them, and putting together with him Rich Dubin, MVP Parent Magazine that we were just talking about, Ian Goldberg, CEO, creator of iSport 360, that great app of communication of coaches and parents, et cetera. People like Coach Reed Malpe and all the different programs he works with. Last week, I had on Kate Nematolahahi. She's the education director with the, since 1981, National Alliance of Youth Sports. They're a great organization where they've trained over 4 million individuals in the world of coaching. And my friend McClelland, Greg out there across the pond working with parents in sports. My point is that the world of youth sports, funny story, I talked about it last week, I'm going to mention it again. It's a $20 billion a year business. When I first met Joe Franco and we talking about his project, his title included, or he talked about the $15 billion a year business of youth sports. And in the three or four different times that we have talked about the progress of all the different people and the delay and the price went up. A couple of years ago, he said, it's 18 million, 19 million, now 20. Who knows what it'll be by the time it comes out. But it is a big deal to so many families in so many ways. And again, the pandemic has brought to the forefront all of these challenges times 100 for the youngsters themselves. And, you know, professional sports has been involved in the same nightmare. Some great, you know, we had a Super Bowl. Who would have thought they would get that done? Of course, if you have billions of dollars, you can get people tested every day, have the best of everything, it helped. But even professional sports was a huge challenge for everybody involved. College sports, crazy cancellations, pressure, again, for these athletes, coaches, and families. High school sports, nuts. Club sports, all my figure skaters in their ice rinks, which were closed. You know, the world championships canceled. Absolute chaos. And if you are the parents or the family of a youngster who has worked every day to be able to perform and has gone through, and you've gone through all these things, and these are all key topics. And being informed, putting together a good team. One of the reasons I spent so much time on the Sports Doctor's in, hey, sports parents, acting as a quarterback to be able to recommend for a mom and dad, and if people want to find out more information about that, they can go to Sports Doctor Radio. com, or they could send me an email, drrwilesportsdoctor@yahoo.com.
where my team of experts, over 20 people, again, I gave examples of the 8 or 9 experts in the book, to be able to call on individuals that could help the family in all of these areas physically. Again, wrote the book because there's an epidemic in capital letters of youth sports overuse injuries. And again, as many mental as physical. Overdoing it. A couple months ago, I had on Dr. Ahmad, Chris Ahmad, the team doctor for the Yankees, dynamic young man, physician and surgeon. And he talked about the fact that the famous Tommy John surgery that everybody knows what the name is, that famous elbow surgery, in this day and age, is a lot of it's done on kids because of overuse and too much. And if you ask me, again, in the world of figure skating, where I see 10, 11, 12-year-olds doing double jumps all every day with growing bodies, or if your son or daughter happens to be a young gymnast, the tremendous overkill, and this is why I talk so much for sports parents and coaches about intelligent rest. Intelligent rest, again, means, and this is one of the reasons we had Sharice on, we were talking again about some of the different things that make big sense proactively to try to enhance recovery or healing. This is why the sports doctors talked about 3 years, the marriage of Eastern and Western medicine. I had acupuncturists like Dr. Lee, Jing Lee on my show 20 years ago, when, if you know, Western sports medicine didn't want to include very much, or deep soft tissue therapy, the famous Bob Guida, trainer of champions, let alone Gary Reinel, the author of the book Iced, the great illusionary treatment option. You know, I quote Gary in one of my first section in the book about preventing injury and dealing with injuries. The old, you put ice on it. The old RICE principles, we all know that, rest, ice, compression, elevation, was coined by a famous sports doctor, Dr. Gabe Merkin, who wrote one of the first sports medicine books back in the 90s. RICE, ice helps, everybody knows ice it, you know, and Gary Reinel did research 10, 15 years ago over the years and realized, came up with all sorts of science, which besides numbing the area for pain, which is, has a use, ice retards healing. Ice shuts down the normal interchange of fluids necessary for healing. And so Gary really wrote a book, Ice. And interestingly enough, in the rewrite, second rewrite of the book, Dr. Merkin, who coined the RICE acronym, did the foreword where he says, you know what? I was wrong. So the ability of different techniques and methods, many times, that are not involving taking drugs. Again, big chapter in hashtag Hey Sports Parents is the challenge of youth sports and drugs. And we're talking about over-the-counter pain medicines, the Advils, the Aleves, as a matter of staying in the game. I tell parents all the time, you're listening, write it down. If your son or daughter needs over-the-counter pain medicine to stay in the game, you're over the line. When supervised in specific situations, we might see that we're taking some medication when necessary. But other than that, we want to stay out of trouble. So again, it's still available on Amazon. Hashtag a sports parent, and check it out, man. The magazine, it's really so helpful. MVPparent.com. We'll be right back, everybody, live from Chicago with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience
whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, RightFit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. RightFit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com, RightFit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago, we are back with one of my favorite segments, the Sports Doctors Inn. It's the name of the column that I'm doing quarterly with MVP Parent Magazine. And in the segment on the radio show, we like to preview a couple of upcoming shows, who the guests are and what the topics are. And then we answer a few emails. And if you want to send me an email, we got a few thousand. We rotate them. We still get so many new ones. DRRYL, sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. DRRWEIL, sportsdoctor@yahoo. Next week, one of my favorite sports medicine docs returns. Dr. Tony Liazzo, he's an osteopathic physician. He's worked with, I think, Olympic level on down athletes. He's the sports dad, so he returns. And then Christy Manuel, she is a physical therapist. She's spent years with one of the local hospital group here in Naperville, Illinois, Edwards Hospital. And she does home physical therapy, body renewal. She'll be joining me the following week. We're going to be hyping up International Kids Yoga Day with Teresa Power. She's been on, I think, for the last three or four international, you know, like 30, 40 countries and a couple of 100,000 children are taking part in that whole fitness awareness. Kids Yoga Day is great. And then speaking of kids, Robert Quinn Keen, she's written for MVP, Parent Magazine. Non-quit kids is what Robin is all about. Her article, let me see, I'll give myself 8 seconds. Yeah, we want it, but how do we instill it into our kids? The whole idea, children's self-esteem and all of those challenges. Great stuff. Let's see. Here's some emails. Rich says, you know, what is Morton's Neuroma? You know, Rich, Morton's Neuroma is a not uncommon inflammation and thickening of a specific nerve connection between the third and fourth toes in the ball of the foot. There are nerves that run in between all the toes, but there's a specific connection that becomes susceptible sometimes to excessive stress. The nerve can thicken, and then it can start, gee, my foot's numb. Gee, I'm getting shooting pain. Some people might feel, you know, I feel like I had a crumpled up sock under my foot. Now, years ago, we used to feel the only remedy for this was surgical removal of the nerve. Now, There's definitely conservative methods, sometimes injections, a lot of times orthotics to redistribute weight, which can be very, very helpful. But the diagnosis needs to be where we can visualize a diagnostic ultrasound test, which shows the nerves and ligaments is usually pertinent. But you can get rid of it conservatively. I was very surprised in the world of sports medicine we'd have this problem. The last thing we wanted to be dealing with was surgery. We wanted to aggressively try orthotics. They were real, real helpful. Kelly says my daughter's an 11-year-old figure skater. She's had arch discomfort. They said plantar fasciitis. She's only 11 years old. You know, Kelly, arch trouble is one of the most common things I see. I've been putting orthotics in figure skates for almost four decades, and this is one of the most common problems. And the great news is proper orthotics is, you never say anything is 100%, but especially if it's combined with strengthening or therapy, whatever other attention, the boot that we're dealing with, I haven't seen great success in solving this problem. I don't know how serious your daughter is. You mentioned she skates every day. So that's serious. Even a custom boot is about fit. Foot mechanics, many times when we're using orthotics in figure skating, whether I'm dealing with, an eventual gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, as he was growing up, after 10 years old when we first put orthotics in his skates, and the imbalance, excessive pronation rolling into the foot, which can be part of what's called plantar fasciitis, definitely we want to get something that talks alignment. So you really want to have podiatrist take a look. Kelly, with some experience in the world of figure skating. The good news is usually, ironically, the same orthotic we're putting in your daughter's skates to try to get rid of the discomfort will enhance her performance. And that's a big deal. You pay a lot of attention. Orthotics make a big difference in balance and edging and stability. So that's the good news. Also, Joe says my 15-year-old son's a cross-country runner. He has experienced for the third time a stress fracture in the second metatarsal. Joe, you got to really be, you don't mention here, you really got to be looking at your son's foot mechanics. Sometimes what we call a Morton's foot, not Morton's neuroma, but Morton's foot is a long second toe. We've always seen feet. Some people with long second toe. And sometimes if that long second toe is attached to a long second metatarsal, then sometimes the mechanics of that foot allows excessive stress on that bone. The big toe is supposed to be the stabilizer of all sorts of push-off and landing stress. And when that big toe joint might be short, it might be hypermobile, that second metatarsal is getting the pounding. We've had great success over the years, and with the proper orthotic to redistribute the stress.
1 minute.
Better be paying attention to that. Again, when we're talking about the third incident, the good news is you can solve the problem. Anyway, thanks everybody. Live from Chicago, I want to thank our supporters. And stay informed, stay safe. We'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.